What's up, entrepreneurs? Welcome to Untrade Chat Daily with me, Diana Gladney, your small business and video marketing coach for home-based business entrepreneurs, where I take you behind the scenes of what it's like to run a small business on a day-to-day basis to help you along your journey and share my thoughts and tips to help you share your passion and change people's lives. So if you're into chatting about that, let's jump right into today's message. What's up, entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another amazing episode here at Untrade Chats Daily with me, your host, Diana Gladney. Today's going to be a very interesting short day, and the next several Untrade Chats Dailies should be relatively interesting. So if you've been following me on Untrade Women TV, then you know I've been doing the Canon M54 video series. Well, I have some interesting news. I ordered an AC adapter. So that, you know, because as we discussed previously, I'm going to be releasing a brand new course that is unlike anything that I've ever done, that is going to be extremely valuable to the Entree Insiders community. And it's just something I'm super pumped about because I know the amount of value that it's going to bring. And I know just, you know, if I was just getting started in business or even if I had been in business for a couple of years, then this is something that I know that I would wish was in the market. And so I'm so looking forward to doing this. And the Canon M50 is the camera that I was looking forward to using. However, it looks like that may be delayed in being able to use the Canon M50. And we'll be using our trusty Panasonic G85. So I have ordered this AC adapter. It's by this company called Glorich, G-L-O-R-I-C-H. Just basically probably like a private label company or something like that. It looks identical to the one that I have for the Panasonic G85, and the voltage and all that stuff for the specifications looks to be in alignment with the specifications that should match up with the camera. However, the issue that I've run into is that apparently it did something and it broke my camera. So not only am I sitting without my, you know, power adapter, I heard some weird noises with it. It's like a whining kind of noise. And it just was very weird. Now, I know that some adapters that I have, like one for a monitor that I bought several years ago, makes a little bit of a whining noise. And I'm not sure why that is, but it's the one that came with it in the box and all that stuff. Well, I just literally unboxed this today. Looking forward to doing the videos and wrapping up the last couple videos for the Canon M50 for video series. To my surprise, after just maybe two uses, three, I think, because I think I went from the one cable to the wall, and I was just trying to make sure that it would be, you know, no interferences with the cord or whatever. So, you know, I figure a surge protector is safe or something like that. Try the surge protector. I'm like, okay. So I went to just the wall outlet, and just from one side of the room to the other, I'm like, well, I don't know. Maybe it's me. You know, let me just try this over here, whatever. Camera won't turn on. So I figure, okay, well, something's weird about that. Then I go ahead and I try to put the battery in, which it goes fine. It's not any issues with it. And then all of a sudden, you know, I don't hear that little noise click confirmation that you get when you enter the battery into the Canon M50. And the light didn't blink. And it was just awkward. And I'm like, I'm like, is the battery dead? And it's the Canon branded battery. So I go to, you know, and I'm just looking, I'm like, I turn it on and it doesn't turn on. Nothing happens. Oh, this is a problem. This is a problem. So for now, the Canon M50 video series is paused. If you want to check that video out, put a link in the description for this particular episode for just more on what actually happened and actually try to provide some value on that one as well. I was going through doing some answering some questions, community questions that people had. So I had another totally different video that I wanted to plan out for today. And I'm just looking at the time, you know, I'm looking at 8 o'clock. I'm like, okay, well, I got a couple hours before I want to go to bed. It's at the time I'm recording this, it's 1:58 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'm just getting off the phone with Amazon. I got some bogus information from a chat representative. For the first time I got in touch with chat, my internet crashed for whatever reason. Second time I got in touch with chat, they're telling me to send an email to the no reply email. I'm like, that's the no reply email. You're not going to get a reply. You know, I'm like, you know, okay. I'm like, well, whatever. I'm like, are you sure? Yeah, yeah, they're going to research it. Mm-hmm. And so I send it kickback email. Okay, chat is ended by then. And they're like, did I resolve the issue? I click no, and it gives me the option to go ahead and ask for a call or to do chat again. I go ahead and do a call. I get a young lady on the line. Now, hold time was a bit, you know, much, but they're a global company. So who knows what they're trying, what they have going on, especially like 24-hour service. Get somebody on the phone, and she was like, ooh, that's not good. And I'm like, yeah, because my camera is now broken because of this item. And there are certain trigger words that I know from being in customer service that requires it to be escalated. Not that the camera not being broken isn't something else, but it's like you want to make sure and you want to confirm that this is not a battery issue. This is not, I dropped it and I'm lying kind of issue. This is not none of that kind of stuff. Like, I literally just pulled this out of the box and I showed all that stuff in the video that I'm discussing and that I'm talking about. And I did tonight or yesterday at the time that you'll be listening to this. But I'm just like, this is screwy and crazy because it took minutes for this cord to break my camera. Minutes, guys, like less than 5. And so, yes, Canon warns you against using different brands or whatever, but the same can be true for anything. So does your phone company about different charging ones. So you use a Samsung one with an LG phone, you know, it's like, so it's not anything that's super uncommon, even for cameras. And so there's a market for it and all of that different stuff. However, this is a big problem for me. This is a huge investment as well. You can't just pull $500 out of your pocket as you feel like it over and over and over and over and over again, or the time that it takes for what you want to do. Thankfully, things didn't work out when I sent stuff to be evaluated for pricing to eventually sell for the ZS7D and the Panasonic J85, because I'm vlogging this whole experience and I'm going to be using it while I'm doing the vlog every day and not vlog every day, but the Vlogmas. I'm going to do that. I had almost decided against it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. So, yeah. But so the thing is, too, because I have the ZS70, I popped in a memory card very quickly and I'm just able to catch those conversations, the emails, the back and forth, and just the rawest form as it is right now that I'm going through this. And these things happen. But one of the things that I talked about on the video is the fact that, you know, or the live stream is that it's the fact that, you know, you have to incur the cost of being the boss. And you hear that phrase, you know, pay the cost to be the boss, but essentially it's real. And this is one of those things, whether the camera just stopped on its own, if I never had bought this cord, if you drop it or something like that, you know, you have to pay the cost to be able to replace it. And I'm just thinking, what are my options to replace this? If I had to buy it again, would I buy it again? So now I'm having to rush and ask myself or briefly cover these questions very quickly just to see what my response might be. You know, do I want to buy another one? Do I want to get it used or new? What kind of warranty thing do I want to have just in case, and all those different things. And I'm not going to rush this process. The best thing to do is to be calm and to rationally think about things. And so the whole time I'm not angry. I'm slightly frustrated to try to think through what I would need to do And, you know, when you run into those hiccups of the, you know, chat support giving you wrong information and stuff like that, best thing to do, stay respectful, stay kind, stay calm, which can be very hard to do when it involves your value, your time, your money, and your business. And so if I had something to do with the M50 tomorrow, it's shot. You know, thankfully I have the G85. Thankfully I have the ZS70. And then, of course, you always have your phone, but I'm not a proponent of that, really. Yeah, I'm okay with you starting with your phone. I just don't like to continue using the phone. But otherwise, just a honestly quick lesson. Now, I bought the M50 used from B&H Photo Video. So there, to my understanding, shouldn't be any warranty. But according to the conversation that I had with the Amazon support that got in touch with the lead supervisor, that went through the issue, because this has broken my camera because of this defective issue and it's being a problem, they are reaching out to the manufacturer to have them cover the cost of my camera. So either my camera will be, you know, repaired, I'll get the money to replace this completely, or, you know, something like that. So we'll see. But the best thing is stay positive, stay focused on the right things and not let things distract you, because at the end of the day, I always tell people that the devil doesn't bother anybody that's not doing anything. If you're not having any challenges and, you know, it's always smooth sailing, you might be playing too small. So I know I'm getting ready to launch the biggest course I've ever launched. I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to see who's all going to be joining in this particular offering. And I'm not trying to give too much away right now, but the details are coming. And I'm just like, I'm more excited about that than I am depressed about the camera. I'm very disturbed that this is being sold on Amazon. So hopefully they pull it and this isn't allowed, or they do something, you know, to kind of check in on that. But other than that, and you know, you can say that, hey, shouldn't do this, or why don't you just get this and that, whatever. Same reason with the charging cables and phones, same principles. But yeah, it's like that, you just have to remain positive, you have to keep your mind focused on the right things, and just know that when you're moving, expect opposition to come your way at different times, just to challenge you. You see how thick your skin, how thick your skin really is or not. So the fact that I didn't fall apart, I haven't cried, I didn't get flustered and call my mommy. I don't ever call my mother mommy, but you know, it's just like, did you go down your regular train of thought for thinking and frustration, or are you able to stay rational? And I've over the years worked very, 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 very hard on myself, just to maintain control of my emotions and to not be emotionally charged or led into making decisions, but to make competent, wise, and thoughtful decisions. So thankfully that's the case. It's just like trying to think through what do I need to think about, what things do I need to consider, and all that good jazz. But hopefully that's a lesson, you know, a lesson to help you along the way moving forward. Check out those last two videos on Entree Women TV. A whole lot of tips jam-packed in there. Doesn't matter what you're buying. If you're not into cameras, if you're not technologically savvy, you want to watch those videos. It's a lot in there. But other than that, my friends, that's where I'm going to leave it for today, because it is now 2:07 a.m. and I have a couple hours worth of sleep, literally, before I have to get up. Just a couple hours worth of sleep. So, hey, when you're grinding, got to do what you got to do. But with that, my friends, live with passion. I'll see you guys tomorrow on Trade Chats Daily.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe for more weekly small business tips and get free access to the basics to starting a business video training at startingyourbusiness.live, or text the word leader to 444-999. And remember to live with